Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During and after the presentation, we will conduct question-and-answer sessions. At those times, to ask a question, you may press star, then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd like to turn the call over to Xavier. Sir, you may begin.
Hello, thanks. I'm Xavier Giannakopoulos, based in Rome. I am the product manager for the family of workflow automation, Tivoli workflow automation family. I handle, in particular, have a special focus on distributed, on cloud environments, and on TWS for applications, which includes the SAP part. You can certainly raise questions anytime during this conference, but from time to time, I will put aside some time for your observation. So thank you very much for attending this call today, and I believe the topic can be pretty interesting since the integration that Tivoli Workload Automation has with SAP is a good selling object and has been the object of quite a lot of success. We will pass through some positioning of, I'm now on slide two, the general positioning of Tivoli in the SAP arena and what it means to perform ISM discipline, so IBM service management, with the SAP background. And then I will speak about more specifically what Tivoli Workload Automation does in that space with respect to the business processes and how it integrates with all other Tivoli products. Then I'll talk about some recent advances and describe some of the additional capabilities that we've been adding, and then draw to some conclusion. On the slide three, I would like to remind that there are really a lot of Tivoli manages a lot of SAP big customers, and you can see some of those examples. Please remember that you always have to go to your to the account team for those customers if you want to organize a call or put their name in the slide. And but these are customers which are pretty satisfied, except for Nestle, which won't reference, but for other reasons. They are very satisfied with Tivoli. And most of them, almost all of them on that slide, are actually TWS customers. So they have TWS for applications, and some of them just drive their whole company with it. So our the product I'm talking about, TWS, Tivoli Workload Scheduler for applications, is extremely critical to them and extremely central to their operations. And this is valid for many of them: Unilever, Bayer, Nestle, and also Whirlpool. So this to say also that we never have problems finding some good reference customer in case you need for a deal to present someone or to organize a call. This has never been a problem. Now, coming to slide four, let's see how the service management big, let's say, container describes how an SAP environment lives and how it performs all those tasks. So here on slide four, we display a cycle which starts from sources of events, either from SAP or outside from SAP, and which need processing, and those events can be faults, those events can be incoming data, those events are something that trigger. Then later in the cycle, the important management piece is the experience piece, so that the user experience good performance in the SAP environment. and is able to the manager of this environment is able to spot any performance degradation. This is pretty much covered by ITM for transactions and other monitoring parts. Then, of course, SAP environments have a lot of dependencies, and we can discover those with products like Tatton, with the CCMDB. We can also piece them together with something like System Automation Multiplatform, very well-integrated product. Then, on the step four, the business metric describe how well SLAs are respected and provide a kind of support for decision tool for the business to see if there are areas which have very strong growth or areas which need some more attention, and all this can be extracted from the metrics available in Tivoli products. Then, of course, the step five, Tivoli is very important to dashboard whatever is a critical element of the SAP environment, like business views, so service level agreements, or operational views in terms of incident processing time, and all these can be extracted either from the monitoring side of suite or from the pure ISF kind of TSRM suite of products. Then finally, there is a need for actions and automated action for remediation in the environment. And also, if you click on this slide, you can see the parts where actually Tivoli Workload Automation enters into play. So parts 1, 3, 4, 6, especially the actions, of course, because TWA can drive any type of actions inside SAP and any type of background process. So this is the main, but the events, as we will see, and also dependencies, are part of what can be modeled through TWS on SAP. And then Tivoli Workload Scheduler provides excellent metrics that are actually used by our customer to calculate their SLA final reports. If we go now, just to layer a little bit the discussion, if we take this image, classical image of IBM Service Management in three layers, the central one is kind of the glue layer which holds things together. Above you have process management, and below you have the operational management. With the first click, you can see the various disciplines of operation management, and at that level, certainly job automation is the topic that TWS for workload, TWS for application covers. And by transforming any SAP action into a standard abstract concept of job, IBM offers the deep feature that go and allow customer to map out their process onto our product. On the middle, if you look at the service management platform, the Tivoli Workload Scheduler has this flow driver, this orchestrator, which is able to kind of put together all the pieces and order them, launch them under certain conditions, do event watching in order to add more load on the fly so that customer can implement dynamic business processes. All this is perfectly feasible with the Tivoli Workload Automation family, and even procedures, so automated procedures like escalation procedures when some of the load is not working right, or when something is not running also like it should. All this can be monitored and built right into the product. Then, on the top level, at the process management level, the Tivoli Workload Scheduler for SAP provides automation at the level of the organization, so every business process which crosses the enterprise in a multi-application way can be described and kind of map out what is the what is the sequence, the right sequence, what are the dependencies, and offer all this information into a single console. The TWS for SAP also has a strong offering for automating the procedures and making a SAP environment more managed and manageable. That is a theme that our customer turned to us to execute upon, because otherwise there is a kind of a difficulty to enforce some of the best practices. And I'd like also to come and describe more on that on slide 6, where the I'm describing some of the unique value that Tivoli Workload Automation provides. So the first one is, as I was saying, the policy enforcement. And this is really what it means that when the customer comes and says that they want to impose some rules, some best practices into their SAP world without kind of killing innovation. And in that sense, Tivoli Workload Scheduler is kind of ideal because it can trap the jobs, so it does not prevent them from running, but it will take them and introduce them into kind of a rational framework so that you can still offer the freedom to operate, but not in a complete freedom and with the consequence to disrupt some operations which are much more business critical or some critical workflows which should have the possibility to run and should receive the let's say the priority that they deserve. Thanks to this interception mechanism, the possibility is that a customer can submit their autonomous, so the kind of load that comes into SAP to the TWS security, which is very granular, and this way they can apply some policies to the environment. The second unique value for the Tivoli Workload Automation family is the flexibility of the architecture and the fact that not only can we enter into end-to-end, so with a lot of platforms, mainframe, connect directly the end-to-end to an SAP extended agent, and a lot of customers also do this. We also provide the TWS provides a complete set of interfaces to build automated action as far as the customer wants to go. And in addition, our fault tolerance and scalability are really unsurpassed. We have some big customer which really run jobs and job to the minute, and they run one job every minute, and they want it to be there. And it is actually with our product. So we have the biggest automated SAP customers in the world, and we have excellent practice in that, and really we have a long time built knowledge of what is feasible and how you do that actually so that you satisfy the most demanding customers. Then I think there is some unique capabilities into the event-driven automation facilities that allow, without scripting, to sense asynchronous events which happen on a SAP server, be it IDOCs, be it CCMS events, be it base SAP events, and react to that and build this into some automated reaction. So this is a threat which has been quite taken care of in the say 2-3 last releases of the product, and we have reached now a good point of equilibrium where it seems that the most important features from SAP have been mapped out into this event-driven and then allow the construction of a pretty complex scenario. At this point, I would like to just stop for about 10-15 seconds and ask for a question, if there are any. Operator, will you be able to give the instruction to go out off mute?
Yes, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. To withdraw a question at any time, you may press star, then 2. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. I am seeing no questions. Sir, I am seeing no questions.
Okay, thanks. So I will now pass to a second part where I will describe a little bit more what is the position of Tivoli Workload Scheduler for application inside the workload automation family and describe how you can realize some of the features, the unique features I've been mentioning before. So, on slide 7, you can actually see a picture of the Tivoli Workload Automation family. And there are the yellow box distributed server and ZOS server represent the brain of the product, the parts that kind of orchestrate the preparation of the plan, its distribution, and the triggering of various jobs at all levels. As you can see on the bottom, you can have the application, TWS for applications, which hooks to one of the TWS agents and either on SAP, PeopleSoft, or Oracle display the possibility to create jobs from directly from that agent. So any agent, be it a standard agent or fault-tolerant agent, is able to have an SAP agent hooked that represents some load on a remote SAP server. These SAP agents can also be hooked under the dynamic agent, which means that they can be hooked out of a virtualized server pools, and they can be hooked under the Z-centric part for a direct access from the mainframe right into SAP. The interfaces of the product are always valid for the whole product, so the web console server can address the whole infrastructure, so a whole network of distributed and ZOS servers, and you can access the same information through either terminal information on the mainframe 3270 or the command line interface on the distributed. This position means that you can practically hook a connection to an SAP server anywhere in the infrastructure. And so this allows for the highest flexibility in terms of where are workload able to run and how you can connect your infrastructure. Then, in terms of SLA, what you can see on slide 8 is a dashboard. So it's a vision of the whole scheduling at the level of an engine. So an engine can be the whole network of workstation, can contain SAP and non-SAP workload, can contain several SAP servers. Our big enterprise customer typically have anywhere between 1 and, well, maybe 1 is few, 2 to 8 to 10 servers, depending on how they conceive Q&A and how they conceive production. So for each of those 2 or those 10, you mount them into our graphical interface, and you can see a dashboard like you can see on slide 8. And from that dashboard, you can see on the lower right part, there is a feature dedicated to the respect of service level agreements with a classification of critical jobs by the risk level SAP jobs can also participate into those criticality level. And when you click and drill down, you can see if you just click on that that slide, so the second part of slide 8, you can see how it looks like when you kind of go down into the description of a critical path. And on that, you can see that you have the jobs running, and those jobs have an estimated start, and they have a planned latest start time, so you can see when they are delayed. This is great to control that your flows on your flows, which run autonomously on an SAP server, are all okay to terminate in line with what was set up at the level of the model, and otherwise be alerted. So this is a general feature of the TWS product, and of course it is valid also into the SAP jobs. For the indication, since we know that one of our strongest competitors is Redwood with the central process scheduler, we're not aware that Redwood has this kind of function of critical path, so this is a good way to kind of push the product forward. From a single job, we also have capability to drill down. If you click, make another click to see the last part of this slide 8, what you can see is the description of a process chain, which is reported right there at the level of the TWS interface, because we have added some capabilities which allow the display at the level of the workload console of the complete structure of a process chain together with each individual job. We also have the capability to rerun at the level of job and to perform some actions at the level of the process chain. So these are, of course, this pertain to what I was saying before, kind of deep capabilities that are provided by the TWS agent. So now, taking one step behind about what is the value of in terms of business processes of the presence of something like workflow automation. On slide 9, I show how the integration aspect is very important. So one of the integration aspects is to mix things which are happening inside SAP with things which are happening outside SAP or in parts of server which are remote and inaccessible to SAP. So from the event mechanism, you can bring back into the workflow automation events which happen on SAP and mix them with things which are happening miles away and in completely different setups. This allows to describe any type of business condition and describe any type of rule which is which has a validity from a business perspective. And the same is valid for the resolution of dependencies. So our enterprise scheduler is, of course, able to resolve any point-to-point dependency from either a generic executor or a specialized executor like the storage manager. And this to say that one of the most common scenarios that we encounter, even at small customer, actually, so this can be a good business opportunity to talk to a small customer, is the collaboration between Tivoli Storage Manager, Tivoli Workflow Automation, and SAP, by which SAP system have to be quiet somehow to make their daily backup in an orderly way, and then you can do a flow that quiets the SAP system, performs the backup since we integrate with Tivoli Storage Manager, and then right after the backup is finished, go again into normal operational mode with the best performance as always. And those kind of operations can be, as I was saying, automated through Tivoli System Automation, which has a very good integration with SAP and with TWS. I will now actually jump over the slide 10 because I will come back to that later and go into slide 11 to describe a little bit historical perspective on the adding of features as we progress through the years. So as you can see, we have offered advanced feature like event-driven automation, like the handling of IDOCs, so the sensing of IDOCs and their transformation into TWS events, the process chain, the load balancing, so, and then the recent feature in 2009, we have added the graphical view in our web-based interface so that TWS networks can be visualized right there on the graphical interface with the boxes, nodes, and edges. And this is valid for the whole TWS, but it comes very handy to understand the general shape of an SAP complex business process. At the level of the down level of integration with the system, we have added the job throttling and the CCMS event management. I just wanted to spend a few minutes more on that since these are the most recent advances. And on slide 12, you actually have what came into TWS for Applications 8.5, so alerting based on CCMS. And as you know, CCMS is a monitoring structure of SAP. It's based on alerting when it fields some conditions which are aggregated inside CCMS. So those alerts can be given back to TWS in a very natural way. So the same way the event is described inside CCMS, the same way you use to specify it inside TWS. So you can see what you see here on the slide is the rule editor of TWS. On the upper part, you have what triggers the rule, so the event condition, which can be one, a sequence, set, can have a timeout, so to monitor for things that are not happening actually. And the lower part is the execution part, where you decide what to take when what actions to take when a rule is not is either satisfied or actually goes into the timeout without complete resolution. So it's a completely flexible system. The only thing we have done is to add, if you can see on the portfolio on the left, an SAP monitor portfolio, which is expanded here. We have added in the 8.5 version a CCMS event. And that goes together with the SAP base event and the IDOC event. So very generic system and very powerful. Then I wanted just to talk about the throttling because we have a lot of mentions by our customers, which generally are pretty big, about the performance and how SAP environments can get clogged when there is too much load coming. And here we have noticed that there is a situation which is quite complicated when we continue to send a lot of jobs to SAP because that's what they would have to do. So at a certain time, at 2 o'clock, you want to send 1,000 jobs on SAP, and SAP will have problems coping with this amount of concurrent jobs. So to solve that, if you go on slide 14, we, in 8.5, we have provided the system of the throttler, and this throttler system is a way by which the throttler, so TWSPs, intercept the SAP jobs and then watches for the background process which are available on the SAP infrastructure and will pass SAP jobs only into the right proportion that and weight that they are released, so that this is the throughput is greatly increased because SAP does not spend time monitoring jobs in a kind of a waiting to start status, which is something that is not so efficient. So the throttler is kind of a flip switch that starts and provide this efficiency boost. Also, the throttler is interesting because it allows preemption, which is something I believe we're the only one to do, and which means that actually you can have a queue of SAP job ready to start, where they can have various priority classes, so A, B, C, and then A job can pass in front of jobs which were already launched, but that will the A job will be released first because we respect the priority inside SAP, and we allow to kind of avoid that an important job is queued and has to wait for hours before being really submitted and sent into execution. So to summarize now a little bit, the slide 15 goes across all the integration which connect the Tivoli Workflow Automation portfolio first with SAP, but also with SAP through some of the other Tivoli products. And here we're talking about interfaces where with ITM there is monitoring, with TBSM there is also monitoring in the business impact sense, and both of those products can monitor SAP, so you can mix information from the workflow automation into ITM with information from SAP to ITM and piece them together within alerts, so a very powerful mechanism. The same is valid for the ISM, so IBM Service Management, where the CCMDB suddenly scans what's happening on an SAP environment, and the Tivoli Provisioning Manager and his family is able to provision pieces of SAP environment. So the two together share information about CCMDB. AWS also integrate with CCMDB and Provisioning Manager, and can exchange information with them. So they play together nice into an SAP environment. I would like to make a special mention. I would like to make a special mention about the cloud environment and the newer TSAM product, Service Automation Manager, which manages a set of virtual images which can be used to provision entire environment. And the TSAM has a special relationship with SAP because they offer a complete service to mount SAP environments in a very short amount of time. So TSAM handles well the rapid provisioning of a cloud. And the dynamic scheduling part of the Tivoli Workload Scheduler also handles this cloud infrastructure. And in that sense, we can design in the cloud extremely robust infrastructure and an infrastructure which are easy to provision, so that you can keep their environment description in the TSAM and then send them for creation and have the workload automation part follow. So a nice integration into this modern buzzword, which is the cloud. The traditional buzzword, but always very important also, is the storage manager, where I was saying that this is the most common scenario that we see at small customers, a kind of joint orchestration between storage management, so backup jobs, and SAP jobs that the TWS can do really easily. And last but not least, the system automation, which gives full visibility and control, so is able to stop and start entire stacks, and SAP does require such a stack, starting from the DB layer, then the application layer, then maybe the NQ server. So the system automation can free you from setting up complex recovery procedures and complex failover procedure, and can do one-click failover, and has a lot of default policies which simplify the setup of failover and passing of responsibility procedures. And, of course, the Tivoli Workload Scheduler can integrate very well with system automation, either on the Z side or on the distributed side. We can exchange messages two ways, and we have certainly a possibility to mount any complex scenario which either launches workload based on what's happening on the system or performs some action on system automation based on what the workload says. Okay, so the integration. I just wanted to describe things which are in the product and just aside, and I wanted to mention the definition, the possibility to define jobs dynamically, because this is a possibility which actually is interesting against most of our competitors and is interesting against Redwood Central Processing, SCP, Redwood SCP. And this capability is the fact that you can, with TWS, you can pump the definitions of job which are sitting on an SAP server and transform them on dynamic definition, which won't need that definition anymore. And then from there, you will be able to port those definitions, which then become autonomous from the initial server that hosted them. This is valid also for the variants. And so you can bring around those jobs and promote them from QA to production. So this is a great way to obtain better stability in the environment, better customer function, and have very satisfied customer. So I believe we have a lot of those features. To conclude a little bit, even though I think that if we would like to go into detail, there would be a lot to tell, I'd like to make 3 points. One point is that the need for advanced automation in the SAP environment is a must. Sooner or later, customer asks for it. And we have seen many customers which actually thought they wouldn't need it and have taken other ways, like doing some arrangements with process chains, use massively process chains. We have customer doing this. Or what else? Using scripts or using SM36 transaction directly. Sooner or later, they notice they want an enterprise solution. And this is what is interesting in our competitive battle with the Redwood Central Process Scheduler. Is that nobody recognizes Redwood as an enterprise scheduler. It's been said by Gartner, which has put them almost in the niche market. It's been said by several analysts, and the facts are there. I mean, they are not taken seriously for being an enterprise scheduler, while we certainly are. And so this is a very good point, and this is especially a great point when you think about the have customer doing collaboration between ZOS and SAP, where we're kind of the first choice since our end-to-end infrastructure provides the best flexibility. Point three, so in terms of reference, in terms of installed base, even though Redwood is pushed by SAP, we have the best reference, we have the biggest customer with an automated network. We have the biggest throughput of jobs, so hundreds of thousands per day for some customers, and we handle that since years. We've been in production for years, so we have a proven solution which is constantly evolving. So this is a growing business. This even though SAP has some difficulties this year, this is a business that will continue to grow. We see strong growth. Even much more than in the rest of the portfolio, so this is an opportunity to grab. And we're here to allow you to take this opportunity. We're here to collaborate, so reach out and get your deal, and don't hesitate don't stop on some minimal lacking information. These are all business that can be yours. With that, I think I would conclude the talk, at least see if there are some more questions pending. So please can we ask for a couple of more questions?
Yes, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one. To withdraw a question at any time, you may press star, then 2. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. Our first question comes from Paul Richard. Your line is open.
Hey, Xavier. How are you?
Hello, Paul.
Hey, I have a question for you with respect to our competitors. How do we do against, say, for argument's sake, BMC in the context of SAP monitoring? I have a customer that's using BMC. I proposed TWS. They're in the process of doing a large SAP deployment, and they have essentially ruled TWS out of the mix for now because they're using BMC. I'd like to know if there are some kill points that I could go back with.
Yes, okay, so BMC is certainly an enterprise scheduler, so it shares that that perspective with us. So I would say that the kill points are, well, BMC has never been famous. I mean, they have this SAP integration, which I think does the job of launching jobs, but they've never been known for having capabilities which can match ours. So all the event monitoring, all the and especially the throughput things, so the performance, all the performance work that we have done just shoulder to shoulder with Redwood about performance with the Throttler, which has been published last year. This is something which I've never heard that BMC would have. So if the customer wants to polish their environment and implement best practices in an easier way, I think that we have better things to offer than what BMC offers. Also, the visualization of the process chain, I'm not aware that BMC allows that and to go that deep. So the depth of our integration here plays into our favor. The last thing I wanted to mention is that I don't know how this customer is set about the rest of the Tivoli portfolio, but of course our out-of-the-box integration with the various Tivoli pieces can be a strong selling argument, of course, if customer has some other pieces of Tivoli. Is this the case?
Unfortunately, no. I'm trying monitoring there in there at this time. So if I had monitoring, then it would at least have one of the products. But right now, no.
But remember that, for instance, the CCMS piece allows for a very powerful monitoring with the TWS. So it's still entry level with respect to full fledged product like ITM. But still, I mean, it's a good power, and you can do pretty much lot of complex rules with the CCMS, and you only need the TWS product to do that. So I would summarize as best throughput, best performance, and the size of the environment we already monitor, and throughput, work on throughput, on the weakness of SAP, on which we have spent quite a lot of attention. The second argument is the flexibility of the event mechanism and its depth of integration with SAP. For the rest, I mean, the interface, our new graphical interface and the classical features of TWS, scalability and fault tolerance can play a role into convincing the customer to maybe make a trial and maybe adopt us instead of competition.
Thank you, Xavier.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
And I'm seeing no further questions.
Okay. So we started talking about this call with the Germany, so I hope there are some person from Germany listening to the call. Certainly, Germany, with the presence of SAP and the way they push Redwood, is a difficult market, but we have seen some good wins, and we are eager to kind of understand what we can do. We have the reference customer We are eager to understand if we can start some sales play actions that could enhance our business conditions. So stay tuned, and I hope I was able to fill some gap with today into the knowledge that you guys have on our solution for SAP. And if there are no further questions, I think we will proceed with the call closure. Okay, there seem to be no other questions. And so I wanted to make a big thanks to all of you that have participated, and thank you very much for your interest, and hope to see you soon with some mail from you, mail for RFPs. We're here to help. We can provide a good deal of pumping up your proposal and finding, we can brainstorm with you whatever you want, like Paul was asking, what we can offer more with this customer. We can listen to the specifics of any customer to kind of find what we propose, which is unique. And so this is growing business. This is an important business for us, and we have the intention to foster it and to sustain it with every means that we can. So I will now pass the call back to the operator, and thank you again, and have an excellent day.